It is 6:31, and that means it's time for a chat with Private Function.
Hey,
hello.
The witching hour.
Yes.
We're super excited to have Chris and PJ here in the studio with us before they play their sold-out show at the Tote this weekend.
Yes.
How exciting.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Can I stop by this? I want to talk about this witching hour thing for a second.
Yeah. Address it.
Because I only found out the other day, I thought the witching hour was midnight.
I thought it was 3 a.m.
It's 3 a.m. It's it's the area between 3 and 4
a.m. I knew something.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the witching hour?
It's where spooky stuff happens at night.
Yeah. Whenever I wake up during the night and I look at the time, and if it's any time in between 3 and 4, I start, like...
freaking out.
I freak out.
Yeah. That's it.
It is so scary. I'm like, quick, go back to sleep. Shut my eyes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I couldn't believe when I found out. Blew my mind.
My mind is now blown. Yeah,
cool. And it is 6:32 p.m. Okay, I love it.
All right, I've got a question for you two.
Yeah, here it is.
Okay. So I heard a pretty interesting story of how Private Function began in a bus in Los Angeles.
That's kind of true. Yeah, definitely. Were you like, Nardwuar? Where'd you hear this story?
Yeah, I've never heard this story.
Yeah. It was definitely me and Joe, the guitar player. We went out in LA for a while and saw one of our favorite bands, the Coat Hangers, who I love, I'm a big fan of. And we got to see them in LA one night and... it doesn't really end in a bus, but it does end with me. I left it at a car. I took this one guy, and he had to he had like a DUI against his name. He had to start his car by blowing into a straw,
a breathalyzer.
But he had in the back seat a raccoon in a cage, and he had a straw that he'd put honey at the end of the straw and put it into the cage, and it would nibble on it, and that he'd be able to start his car, and. That's,
And that raccoon didn't drink at all.
Yeah. And so that was the first night of a Private Function.
Wow.
And the raccoon was flipping out. It was all right. He gave it a little, like,
I don't know what story
like
you
that.
Were expecting, but I feel like that one was way more interesting.
Yeah, that definitely was.
Yeah, it was really good.
So then what happened after that? How did the band begin?
Well, we just came back to Australia. I had some demos ready to go and stuff. He had some ideas. And then, we basically fell together. And then this guy here, it's American. We have an ignorant American in the brand.
Hey, how's it going out there, Radio Land? I'm PJ from New Jersey. I've only been in the band since... January. So the band existed like how long? Like a year and a half, 2 years?
It's about, it's heading towards 2 years.
Hitting towards 2 years. So yeah. Like band was doing it for like a year and a half before I joined up, and it's like just like a glove fit right in.
Totally. Yeah, we just found similar people, because he was playing in Clowns. I play in Mesa Costa as well.
I wasn't playing in Clowns.
Yeah. And you're in Nightbirds.
I was in Nightbirds, and I was friends with Clowns, and that's how I've met all these guys.
Yeah, it's really exciting stuff. Yeah.
So when did you move to Melbourne, PJ?
I haven't moved to Melbourne. I'm here on a performer's visa right now.
Yeah, before I'm out here to do tours and stuff like that.
Okay,
he's a fabulous guitar player.
Thank you.
And he's a fabulous radio guest.
And Chris, you're a fabulous human being, and I love you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm kind of confused. Then how does rehearsing work if you are overseas?
We don't need to rehearse. We're too good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. First time we ever played with PJ, we'd never met him.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
right.
Then I got in the car and we drove to Adelaide and we played a show that night. I was he's figured it out.
Yeah. I'd never met Chris or Canadian Joe. There's also a Canadian in the
band. Yeah, we've got an ignorant Canadian in the band.
He's not ignorant. He's quite woke.
It's true. Yeah.
We're a very progressive band. This is like all kidding aside, we're on the level.
So cool. Brand new album.
Yeah.
Saint Anger.
Yeah.
Does sound pretty fierce for anger. But why choose the name of Saint?
Oh, well.
You could ask a good friend of ours, Lars Ulrich, actually kind of like came up. Well, actually.
From the band Metallica.
Lars kind of wanted to call the album Frantic, and there was a lot of debate around it. But we kind of decided that like Frantic would make it seem like the record would be like... too, like, kind of all over the place, and like, we're not really sure what we want out of it. But Saint Anger is just like much more of a punch, and so we kind of like talked him into it. And
that's a long winded little Metallica in joke for everyone listening along there.
Totally.
But yeah, it's named after the Metallica album, Saint Anger.
Yes.
Because we did our market research, because we were like trying to think of like what was a good name to name an album. We thought, well, listen to the market research. Metallica already released an album called Saint Anger, mm-hmm. and it was that. Or we're going to call it AC/DC's Back in Black by yes. Private Function.
Yes.
But instead we went for Saint Anger.
I like it.
Thanks.
Nice and succinct.
Yeah.
In comparison.
Yeah. So did you like science and stuff in this school?
RMIT?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think so.
Because we've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, well, science. Well, we don't go here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, we're still going to... Well,
okay, pick, quiz us anyway.
Let's ask all the nerds listen. Can we bring this up?
This is the
perspective theory.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking a lot about this, and we're hoping that you eggheads out there can help us out with it. So, like, you know when you're, like, on a street corner and you, like, look down the road, you see, like, one of those tiny little cars? Like, it's actually a full-sized car.
Yeah, you know, like when you look at a car, the car looks smaller because it's far away?
That perspective.
Yeah, but yeah, like that's like
we don't get that. Like, that why isn't sucks. It just the size of a normal car?
Yeah, everything should be the size that it is all the time.
Totally.
So we want someone to figure that out.
Yeah. So that's the main reason why we're interested to come down here.
We're like 3D. Like,
I mean, we're not.
That
we're
don't
not
live
bright.
On a 2D plane.
Yeah. Don't we?
We're not bright people. Like I dropped out of college. I don't think. Would you go to college?
No.
Yeah. So like, we just want like to put it out there,
okay,
and we want.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wait, we so want to put it to bed, really. So things should be the size they are all the time. And
always.
Things shouldn't look smaller than they are.
Yeah.
But why do we have to go to a scientist for that? Why can't we find, like, a really cool perspective drawer or architect or something?
Cool. That's cool,
that's,
yeah.
That's, like, their whole life.
I'm sure there's a school of architecture here.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Probably. I think they do it here, actually.
Very cool.
Architecture?
Wait, yeah.
Nice.
But I'm kind of confused. If you're saying that everything that you, like... So everything should just have one size,
everything,
and that's the size
exactly.
that you see it as.
Yeah, exactly.
But then,
yeah, you understand.
Yeah, right?
But if everything, I feel like it would just look really, okay, maybe I'm thinking way too deep, and I can't articulate myself.
I'm just saying, when you see a car that is, when you put your fingers up to it, and that car looks like it's about an inch.
Like you could pinch it with your fingers if you tried hard enough.
That's not fair, and that's
not.
A lie, and we want someone to fix that for
we
us,
just
because
want
all
truth.
Sizes should be the same size all the time.
Yeah, so we're Private Function are seekers of the truth. We just want reality, absolute, objective reality,
okay,
all
so
the time, always.
Absolute, objective reality.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes.
Technically, my hand appears large
you
as
see,
here.
But you see that, but me, put up your hand again. Tiny hand.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it's about 3 inches.
But that's how two inches
from
actually,
where I
that's
am.
How.
And I want that, and I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this
crying,
what you're
though.
Angry about?
I'm furious.
Was this the inspiration for Saint Anger?
Exactly.
I'm so sad about it. It's just making me so upset.
And that's what has inspired your album.
Yeah, exactly.
This is actually freaky if you think about it for too long, because then you don't know what the actual size of anything is.
It throws off your whole
bam,
idea.
See?
Your
yeah,
whole,
they get it. Yeah.
Your whole concept of reality is just thrown out the window. It's nuts.
Yeah.
We just want people to have the truth, and that's what we strive for. We always tell the truth. We're always selling the absolute reality of what we're doing, what we're planning. There's no smoke and mirrors with us. What you see is what you get.
There's no tiny dogs.
No.
All dogs are the size of dogs.
Yes.
Okay, so in light of this... perspective on life, who is the bully then in My Bully Is Dead?
Oh.
That's an interesting question.
By the way, for our listeners, that's one of the tracks on the new album,
nice.
Saint Anger. They are furious about perspective reality.
It's our biggest fight, honestly.
That's true.
Yeah, like that's our cause that we've decided to take.
Yeah, to get behind it. I love it.
Yeah.
So who's the bully?
The bully's an amalgamation of stories that I've made up in my mind from bullies that I had. But all the stories are kind of sad and make me seem really pathetic looking back on.
And that's really kind of like what we strive for with our art, is to make ourselves look as like lame and stupid as possible.
Yeah.
And at the same time, use that and kind of harness it as in a way to sort of like project this bravado that is does not exist within ourselves at all. But people are tricked into thinking that we're these like big, tough, like cool rock and rollers, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But in the meanwhile, we couldn't be more transparent with them. Like, we're the biggest dorks you ever
meet. I know.
Yeah.
I could tell a story. It's sad, though.
Yeah,
I
think everybody's sort of like it's one of those songs. I feel as somebody who had nothing to do with writing the song, I feel like it's one of those songs that really anybody can identify with, and that's really sort of the point. Is
absolutely,
something you can like take from your own experience and apply to a piece of art.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it further at another time.
Sure.
Yeah,
we don't want to talk about juices at the bar. We're here for laughs.
Yeah,
we're here to boost people up and help them out with their day.
Make their Wednesday night a happier time.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It's a great day. I love Wednesday.
It's a wonderful Wednesday.
It's so close to this long weekend, I can feel. Yeah. Oh, it's a long weekend.
It is a long weekend.
It is.
Soon. Not yet.
Who are you guys going for in the grand final?
Who is in the grand final?
I know one of them is Richmond.
Richmond and Greater Western.
Yeah, GWS.
Okay. Oh. Richard and Greater Western.
Manisha, I'm going for Richard.
Loser, yeah, just wrote us in there.
I like the Tigers, for
I
sure.
I like this Richards character.
Yeah. Is it, how, well, that actually,
Keith Richards.
Because Greater Western Sydney is quite a new team, right?
Yeah, they're pretty new.
That's like one of the newest ones.
I believe so, yeah.
I say good on them. I think that's pretty cool. That's a good little move. I like that.
Little maneuver.
Yeah. I'm torn now. I don't know. I normally go for a bird of prey. That's why I'm only going for like the magpies or the swans or is there another bird?
But falcons? You have falcons down there?
Yeah, or the falcons.
I don't know.
What?
But now it's between falcons. Could be tigers or just Greater Western Sydney, which means nothing to me.
That does mean nothing.
Yeah, no, I never got into sports. I just got into punk rock.
Punk rock. Let's talk about it. Alice.
Good point. Now, you guys just finished up. Well, not just finished up, but you played at Big Sound in Brisbane pretty recently. Mm. How'd it go? How were the performances?
Pretty great. Like, we were surprised by how many people came out to each set, and really, we brought our friend Kara along, who does slow clap, and she really kind of, like, drummed up a lot of...
Yeah, she's our new band manager now after that. So we got a manager now, she's our PR queen, she's killing it, she's so good.
Her daughter, Scout, was actually the baby in the Talking to Myself video.
Yeah, we got a baby in one of our videos.
Yeah, it was trapped in a car on a hot day, and the band smashes the windows out to try to rescue the baby.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I thought that was taking a completely different turn. I was like, what the hell?
But Big Sound was super duper fun. We had a great time. And they have like Lime scooters in Brisbane, where you can hire a scooter and you get to ride around all day. And we got up to 40 Ks an hour.
Woo!
Yeah, which is insane.
I didn't take part of that. I was too afraid.
It was like crazy.
Yeah. And a lot of people were talking about, like, you know, we lit ourselves on fire and stuff. I mean, that's only a little.
Yeah, yeah.
We were trying to, we had a sudden one-time endorsement with Pepsi where if we like plugged Mountain Dew on stage, I don't think we're actually legally allowed to disclose the amount of money that we got
paid.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, but it just out of nowhere, there was just this big flash right in the middle of the plug, and Joe, his shirt was on fire. I don't know exactly how that happened.
What?
Yeah, it's so
luckily, we had 2 liter bottles of Mountain Dew that we were able to
do. And we put him out on stage. Good.
And a lot of people just, like, that's all they could talk about
that's
the rest
of
the weekend.
Plug.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, but, you know, it's not a big deal to us.
Yeah.
Even cooler, we played 2 shows. One was at Crowbar upstairs where we lit ourselves on fire, and then downstairs, the next night we played, Joe turned his bass into a skateboard, and he fastened trucks to the back of it, and he did this really sick acid drop off the edge of the stage into the crowd. It was really cool.
And he skated on his, like, bass through the crowd on the ground.
Yeah.
While he was still plugged in and playing it. He had, like, a wireless bass, and he was skating on his bass and playing, jumping on it in there.
Yeah.
It's great.
It broke, but, you know.
Yeah, Big Sound ruled.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Can we be expecting these kind of spectacles at your sold-out show this weekend?
Yeah, maybe. I'm kind of bored of it.
Are you getting sick of it now?
Yeah, I'm bored of it.
I want to go back to Jersey.
Yeah, you know, it's like we don't try to, like, give the same thing, like, we don't try to do the same thing over and over again because we won't want to be that band. It's like, oh, they're the band that lights themselves on fire, you know, it's like, it's dumb, or just like...
Also, we're not allowed to do that anymore. We got in trouble.
Yeah, we did get in a lot of trouble for, like, Chill Talk, our friend who manages the bar there, he had some strong words for us afterwards.
Yeah, we got in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, he was like, he's like, you can dump Mountain Dew all over the place, you can climb along the rafters, you can do whatever you want.
But OHS does not clarify for... Well, yeah, it's crazy. But
yeah,
this show is going to be awesome. This is super duper fun. We actually do have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, real
we
talk,
also got,
yeah.
Oh, during the day... So I'm going to do a little plug here. So this is fun. So the nighttime show is sold out, and then we've done a show during the day.
Totally free.
And so we've got this band, Flower. They haven't played in ages. They're going to play in the front bar of the Tote. And then this other great band, The Cha-Cha-Chas. They're like a two-piece garage punk band, which is fun. And then we're having a carnival at the Tote during the day. So we've hired a dunk tank where, like, you can dunk people. And then we have a hot dog eating contest, and we have a mini golf course set up in the Tote.
Yeah.
And so that's free, and it'll be all day.
A lot of our friends have been wondering, like, if this is actually real. real. I think that's one of my
favorite.
It's one of my favorite things about this band is like we put out Saint Anger and released the album artwork, and people were just like, "I don't even know if you're actually putting out an album." Like this is, and it's cool. It's fun. It's unpredictable. Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get out of it.
What is a lie? What isn't real? Is there a carnival? Was there a raccoon in the cage? Who knows?
Is a car actually tiny or big?
That's what I'm saying.
That's the whole point. Yeah.
Perfect. We got it.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio to chat with us tonight, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been great.
Private Function will be playing at the Tote this Saturday night, the 28th of September. We're going to get back to listening to some tunes in just a sec, but first let's hear Talking to Myself, a track from Private Function's brand new album, Saint Anger. You're here on The Voice.
That's us applauding for ourselves.
Thanks, Sin.
Thank you.